It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston joins us every Tuesday right at high noon, and he's brought to you by Flex Car. You can save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com and by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180. A once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon.
We are doing tremendous as well. We're feeling like reading into Jaden Daniels last night, his performance. What, if anything, does that have to do with the Patriots and their approach with Drake May?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I wonder, look, Jaden Daniels, we understood, was a much more finished product than Drake May. We saw the season he had for LSU, and we saw Drake May in the second portion of his season finish not that great. They were a 7-4 team in North Carolina, and he didn't play well down the stretch. So we knew that Jaden Daniels was a better player, a more finished product, and more ready to play. To me, it raises the question of, would Jaden Daniels perform like this if he were in New England? Would the Patriots have taken a similar tack? I think had the Patriots, say they beat Pittsburgh, lost to Pittsburgh, lost to Denver, they had the second overall pick and took Jaden Daniels, I still think they might take a similar approach. But I think that Daniels would have pushed it more readily by now than Drake May is capable of doing. I mean, that's just my knee-jerk reaction to how it would, how it impacts the Patriots. And I also would say this. I don't think that Jaden Daniels would enjoy the same level of performance here given the surrounding cast. How's that?
Yeah, so I guess my question would be, what do you think is the biggest difference between the Commanders offense and the Patriots offense? Because I think Terry McLaurin's the best receiver, but both offensive lines are bad. The rest of the skill group is bad, past their prime. To me, what stands out is the offensive coordinators. Like, I would much rather have Cliff Kingsbury working with a young quarterback than I would Alex Van Pelt. But how do you see the differences between the two teams?
Well, that's a great point by you. I think Clifford of Kingsbury's mindset and approach offensively meshes much better with Jaden Daniels than Alex Van Pelt's meshes with Drake Mays. I mean, they're trying to mold May and give him a foundation in the West Coast offense, and he's just not experienced in doing it. If Cliff Kingsbury were here, it would probably be a better fit for May initially, but is it a better fit for the team? I mean, I think that that's the way the league is going. More spread, more shotgun, more let the athlete be an athlete, make his decisions on the run and freelance. So I think that is probably the biggest difference. Certainly, I think McLaurin being a high-level receiver, but your points are good on, you know, the offensive lines being similarly bad, but I think the Patriots right now are worse than imagined because of the injuries and inexperience.
What's your understanding on the leash with Jacoby Brissett? From the outside looking in, we hear Jerod Mayo after the game on Thursday leave the door open and then slam it shut on Friday to go to Drake May. He said the reps wouldn't change at practice. Is Sunday against the Niners a last stand for Jacoby Brissett where he has to hit a certain performance level, or does he have more leash than I believe he does?
I think he has more leash. Until he becomes an impediment to them winning, I think that Jacoby Brissett would be the starter. However, there may also come a point if it's, you know, jailbreak Sunday again and he's getting thrashed where they might give it a mercy subbing and just say, look, he can't get away from this. He can't manage to get away from this kind of a rush. In order to give ourselves a better chance to win, we'll go with Jacoby Brissett. But the next team up after San Fran, of course, is Miami, which has problems of its own. So I would think that most likely we are going to see Brissett for the foreseeable future. And I just don't think he's going to get a benching for performance until he turns it over, gets strip sacked, looks panicked, makes those kinds of plays.
Yeah. I was just curious, you know, you're certainly not alone in the play Brissett for a while stance. And so far the Patriots are also very much of that stance. But they did play Drake May the last series, down 21, but he gets in the game against the Jets, takes a few hits, moves the ball down the field. Is that so? Were you surprised that he even was in the game? If it seems like they're also trying to protect him.
No, I think that my definition of protecting him is protecting him from looking like a boob.
Got it.
And I think that that's what should be the approach. The notion of protecting him from taking a thrashing, I just can't subscribe to. They're all NFL players. They're all going to get hit. If he gets hit, he gets hit. If he gets hurt, that's part of the deal, unfortunately. You don't want him to. You want him to, when you send him on the field, say, you know, be cautious. We're down 21. It's very little time left. You don't have a lot of protection. You know, discretion is a better part of valor here. So I think that would be the way to approach it. But I think that I strongly believe that their mindset is it's protecting him from being in a situation where he makes horrible plays and doesn't know what to do.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You thought he made himself look like a bit of a boob. I watched you on NBC Sports Boston after the game on Thursday, Tom. You didn't like the whole waiting for Aaron Rodgers and referring to him as the GOAT. You didn't love that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't inflamed by it. I understand his mindset. Hey, you know, primetime game, the game's over, I'm going to go say hi to some friends. It was just the ear-to-ear grin walking across the field after a humiliating loss. And just being cognizant of the fact for the team entirely, not just Drake May, you don't want to become accepting of a humiliating loss on national television to the point where you just shrug it off and it's water off a duck's back. He doesn't have to go flipping buffet tables, punching his locker, sitting there on the bench in performative sadness. But I think there's in observing that in real time, and he's smiling and going to say hi to a friend and then waiting for Rodgers and ear to ear, he was just on the field at the end of a humiliating loss. And again, he's 21. Have a day. I just think the team in general needs to be cognizant and not accepting of, and I think most of the players would not be, of that kind of performance. Little more subdued. Am I wrong?
I just don't think he probably wants it getting out around here that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
Yeah, I didn't love that either. Yeah.
I just think maybe keep that to yourself. And even if you love him and he's, you know, the guy you modeled your game after or whatever, fine. But I don't know if that's the best thing to be doing around here.
These guys goat everybody these days.
That's true. There are several goats, which is very confusing. It's not how it should be.
It's a herd.
Were you as surprised as I was that that Alex Van Pelt basically changed the offense and decided to feed Pop Douglas after he was kind of complaining about things in the locker room and going away from what had been a very successful running game against the team in the Jets that had been giving up big chunks of yards on the ground?
No, and I think the two things were certainly not interlinked. I mean, you went and talked to a fairly benign player in terms of his way of expressing himself. And he said, you're frustrated? Yeah, I'm frustrated, sure. He wasn't losing his mind about it. He's the best option one-on-one on the team. It was malpractice to not get him the ball in the first two games. I'm glad that they did what they did. They said that they were going to do what they did repeatedly. So I don't think it had anything to do with what Pop Douglas said in his locker, that they tried to get him the ball. And I had no problem with trying to get him the ball. I mean, you can, at some point, teams are going to say, okay, great, Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, we're going to stop that. What else you got? So I don't blame them for trying to throw the ball, period. I just think it was a bad spot for them with the amount of inexperience on the offensive line, and the game just got away from them.
It's time now for Tommy Curran's Flex of the Game. It's presented by FlexCar. You can ditch the dealership and save thousands with FlexCar. What's your Flex of the Game, Tom?
My Flex of the Game, looking back, the Patriots have to flex their defensive muscle a little bit better than they did on the second play of the Jets' first drive of the game and the second play of the second half. 2nd and 5 for the Jets. Their first drive of the game, Anthony Jennings loses contain. That allows Aaron Rodgers to scurry around the end, pick up a very easy first down. 2nd play of the second half, 2nd and 11. Again, Aaron Rodgers escapes the pocket, scurries downfield, picks up yards. Gerard Mayo said, look, we have to keep him in the pocket. I don't care how old Aaron Rodgers is. If the Patriots can't play disciplined on defense, Kyle Duggar the week before, this loss of contain and the tackling this week, those are the things the Patriots really need to flex up on.
Christian Gonzalez, okay. Christian Gonzalez, I think, has been pretty good this year, and yet the advanced PFF stats would suggest he is one of the worst cornerbacks through 3 weeks. Where do you come down on Gonzalez's first three games?
I think it's hard for him. I think he's been good, fine, better than average. He's a better than average corner. He's had his plays where they've, turned him inside out a little bit. I think the Garrett Wilson touchdown just inside the pylon, I don't blame him for trying to go for the pick on that. They needed a play. They're at the one. They're probably going to score anyway. I liked his aggressiveness on that. I'm a Christian Gonzalez fan. I stand Christian Gonzalez.
Okay, that's a big flex by Tommy Curran there at the end. Christian Gonzalez, friend of the show. Tommy Curran every Tuesday here at High Noon on a Tom E. Tuesday. You can check him out all over NBC Sports Boston. Quick Slants tonight, WEEI afternoons on Thursday at 3:30. Tommy Curran, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
You got it. We'll have Scar on Quick Slants tonight, too, so maybe we can get some offensive line diagnosis from him.
Ooh, nice. And then you can pass it along to the team. Nice.
Yeah, seriously.
I like that. You can be the middleman. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, guys.